The Lord bless you, dear sweet YouTube family. You are also precious. I want to thank you for your prayers and for your support of us. You have been doing a wonderful job, and we're having some breakthroughs over here. And I also want to thank you for your patience on behalf of the Lord in putting up with sufferings and inconveniences for the condition of the world. I know a lot of you are really, really suffering, and you're taking it so well. Tonight's message was pretty important, I think. I have two messages. Well, I have a teaching and a message. First one message is going to be the hordes of hell have been released. This is June the 20th, 2015 at 5:56 a.m. The Lord and I were dancing. I was deeply, deeply, deeply drawn into worship tonight in the sweetest, most precious way. But I was interrupted a zillion times, and that's what the next teaching is going to be about. It's a new kind of stupid on my part. But anyway, maybe it's not so new, thinking of it. The hordes of hell have been released, and we were dancing very tenderly. Just quietly, he was embracing me, and we were just dancing, and all of a sudden, I saw this black cloud coming towards us, and it going over our heads and passing over us, and something landed on the Lord's shoulder and his neck, and I looked at it, and it was a bat. It was a vampire bat. It had canine teeth. Wow. He picked it off of his neck, and he said to me, "The hordes of hell have been released." He continued, "They've gone out into the world to stir up rebellion, man against God. And yes, CERN does have something to do with it. These men are so blind, they have no idea what chaos is going to mean for them. And by the time they find out, it will be too late to stop it. It will already have foothold and have destroyed half the earth." Now, as an aside here, at the CERN facility, they have a statue of a Shiva that's lit up at night right outside the building. And the Shiva is representative of the destruction aspect of life and of chaos. So the Lord is saying, basically, these scientists are so blind that they don't see the kind of chaos they're going to create and what it's going to do to them. And I cut in at this point and I said, "Lord, I thought CERN was affecting more outer space and these creatures were coming from some demonic planet or something." He continued, "Hell is in the bowels of the earth. And a particular dynamic of gravity has moved aside the protective shield I put in place to keep these demon-infested creatures from ruining the earth." And as he was talking, I kept seeing something like a huge translucent fish scale plate over an area of the earth that had been moved by the doings of the accelerator. The Lord continued, "Claire, in fact, it is very, very sad. I see these children messing with things they do not understand, thinking they will outsmart me in some way or be able to duplicate what I've created, thereby attaining equality with me. Much of this is simply academic pride and a group of men and women climbing the professional ladder, wanting to perch on top and declare their brilliance to the world, that they are in fact equal to me. There's one glaring fact they are still missing. And who created me? You see, you can play with the building blocks I've given you, but they are still held together by my love and my power. Yes, they have rules that can be manipulated to produce various results. But they are created by me. Were I to remove the blocks, the universe would cease to exist and them in it. They would be nothing more than globs of energy floating around in a void. This, by the way, is Satan's goal, using their ambition to destroy them. Right now they can't see that. As I said, when they do, it will be too late. But I will step in, so the universe will not go belly up like a balloon whose navel has been untied. How I long to fellowship with some of these great minds that I created and breathed life into. But no, that would ruin their career. So even though some of them know deep down that they are being called into true realms of science, like Pontius Pilate, they will not risk their careers by following that call. Pontius Pilate knew better than to crucify me, but he did it out of fear that Caesar would ruin his career because of the uprising if he didn't. And now look at his unenviable future in hell. He was warned. They've been warned. But lust for position and fame have overtaken them. Nothing short of a miracle can stop them. So here we are on the brink of disaster. The hordes of hell have been released into the atmosphere of Earth, and all they know is destruction and hatred for mankind and all I've created. So they will manifest now in ways no one could imagine, to set to work through mankind the destruction of Earth. They will have their way, Claire. I have given it into their hands. But, Lord, what about the prayer, World Without End? Oh, the earth will be devastated, but it will not end. I will bring with me a new springtime, the beauty of a freshly created earth. I will restore everything. The greater portion of those involved in the accelerator project are not evil, just very ambitious and without basic intelligence. They overlook the very foundations of life to pursue a way out there, academic goal that will bring them fame and glory. That is why I say they are lacking in basic intelligence. A smart little toddler could easily prove to them that they are playing with a fire they cannot control. So in essence, these hordes of hell will begin to inspire men and women on every level to do things that will end in ultimate disaster. They will sit on the shoulders of people and suggest things that look innocent enough, but will set a wave of destruction over the whole earth, through the whole ecosystem, through the mass mind of man, controlling more and more the thought patterns and physics of psychology for their own irrelevant ends. Again, these are lacking in basic wisdom and intelligence. Not understanding God and morality, not being taught that as the basis for a healthy life. They have no fear of God, no understanding of how things are perpetuated. They have totally tossed out the idea of faith and religion and the significance of moral conduct and living godly lives. Had they pursued the truth, and only the truth, they would have found how very foundational that is, and would have had a holy fear of messing with things I created in a certain order. Well, I wanted you to understand, dear one, you are going to see an acceleration of evil from today onwards. Yes, evil is about to bite mankind, infect and destroy it. It will begin slowly but gain momentum over the days to come. Please, be steadfast in suffering and in putting up with abundant annoyances that I allow in your life. Offer every one of them as a wedding present to me. And for those of you who are carrying the heavy cross of sicknesses, you are holding back the wrath of God the Father and helping me to draw many into the kingdom before it's too late for them. Lord, is there anything you can share with me about what's going to happen because of these hordes that have been released into our atmosphere? No, not at this time, my love. But you could share with them the embarrassing situation you found yourself in today and how it cost you dearly. Oh, I had some wonderful things planned for our time together, and your focus on food robbed you of it. I'm so sorry, Lord. I could feel a special sweetness in prayer. I really wanted to be with you tonight. I'm sorry for not obeying. Okay, guys. Well, if you want to know what that's about, that's the next video. And the title of that is, But Lord, the Lord bless you tonight and give you the perseverance and the peace in your heart that we so desperately need right now. Amen.